Alright, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Okay, well, might you call it a serenade or chivalry?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Which one of those would you probably say?
I call it serenade.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten little children with? They might say to a little child, "You better behave or what will get you?"
Santa Claus or...
What about somebody bad, you know, that they...
The devil or... Something like that.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I can't place it now, but I know what it is.
At Christmas time, what would you say then?
I'd just say, you know, glad to see you. Christmas gift or something like that.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this very far."
Carry it this far. Tote it, that's what we would say.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
I called it a buck-shelled. What is a terrapin? And there's a, let me see, what is the other thing? I know it just terrapin. Another thing to call a box shell cougar.
Okay.
And a soft shell and a turtle.
Okay.
And I know them three things.
Okay, well, is one of those, does one of those live just on land? What would you call it?
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chili.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten? And if so, what are they called?
I haven't tried to eat none of them.
Okay. I don't blame you. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Up here.
Uh-huh.
His breast.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? One that has a pointed front. You sit in it and row.
A boat.
Okay. Would you call it something different if it had a squared front?
Okay.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Flip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?"
Neck.
Okay. Would you ever say anything else besides necklace?
String.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other?
Give him a whisper for one time.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down? You might say he got down on his what?
I call it, got on, getting down, some folks call it a hunkers.
Okay.
They do like that sometimes.
Okay. What are some words that might that would indicate a mean, stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a what?
Tightwad. Clothes.
Okay. suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Funny. Stupid.
Okay, would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man? Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what?
Dressed.
Okay. And you'd say he's really what?
Dressed.
Okay.